Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, you guys? We are live in Lubbock, Texas. Midland Lee has traveled down to Lubbock, Texas to face the Lubbock High School, Lubbock Westerners, man. And right now we have number one, Nick Rubio. Nick Rubio was here. He's one of the major two. Nick Rubio with a double. Up to the plate is number seven, Trevor Roper. And you guys, I am live now on Facebook, and I am also live on Blog Talk Radio, too, as well. And on the mound, we have... That's Matt Ortega on the mound, right, number 12? Thank you, sir. Out number one for Lubbock High, Julian Flores with the catch. Up to bat is number four, Hayden Westenberg. For you guys that's listening on the radio, Midland Lee has on white pants, a maroon stripe down the middle of them with maroon jerseys, white maroon stripes around the sleeve part. Maroon helmet as well. That goes a hit straight to center field, and that is a count by number. Out number two for the Westerners. Up to the plate now is Jordan Matthews. Oh, the scoreboard. Yeah, we got two. We have a hit right there. Oh. Jordan Matthews hit it straight to the third baseman. Actually, that was an error by the first baseman right there for the Lubbock High Westerners. And now we have runners on second and third. Up to the plate now for Midland Lee is Felix Hiniosa. Ball one. Right now for the picture, number 12, Matt Ortega of Lubbock High. Right now, Midland Lee, they do have runners on second and third base. Any host is up to the plate. There goes the pitch. Foul ball straight behind the press box right here. There goes a pitch. Foul ball once again. Seems to be hanging right there on the plate. Last time these teams did face this past weekend. Lubbock High Westerners did have the lead all game until the bottom of the seventh inning, whenever Midland Lee did come back. That's why you play all seven. There goes a pitch again. And he also with the swing. Hits it straight to center field. And it is called. And it is called. That is three outs for the Westerners. Getting ready to come up to the plate. I'm going to hit the plate button. That is the top of the end of top of one right there. Lubbock High. These guys held in two runs. It was a run on second and third right there. These guys held in both runs. Matt Ortega, number 12, is the pitcher right now for Lubbock High. Scoreless after one, the top of one. Now Midland Lee has taken the field. Lubbock High does have on different uniforms this game, white pants, black jerseys, gold helmets. And leading off for the Westerners will be the pitcher, Matt Ortega. He's taking some practice swings right now. Shout out to the head coaches out there for Midland Lee and Lubbock High, Steve Rivera for Lubbock High, and Brian Roper for Midland Lee. Shout out to our sponsors, Crest Tires and also Comfort Inn Suites in Snyder, Texas. Rattlesnake Roundup is coming up this weekend. You guys want some snake? Nah, but they got all kinds of food out there too as well at the Rattlesnake Roundup. And also Crest Tires. I know a lot of people getting their taxes in. Before you go out and buy everything you don't need, make sure you buy something you will need, especially if you want to travel this year for the holidays, man. You got some great deals out there at Crest Tires. So shout out to all the positive people doing positive things. We're live in Lubbock, Texas. Lubbock High Westerners versus Midland Lee. Pitching for Midland Lee is number 16. And they do not have his name on the lineup. Bottom one. Eli Salazar. Oh, okay, right here. Okay, number 9. Okay, there we go. All right, hit the music. There goes the pitch. Oh. Up at the plate right now is the pitcher, number 12, Matt Ortega. Foul ball once again. You know what? If I could just find something that can hold this. Oh, my phone right there. Here goes the pitch once again. Oh! And we have a hit right in right center field. Matt Ortega with the single. Now up to the plate is Caleb McDonald. Mickey Mac. We have a pinch runner now coming in for Lubbock High. That used to be me my sophomore year in high school. Right now we got a timeout on the field. Umpire writing some notes down. Who's pitching? Eli Salazar. Noah Harrison is pitching. Oh, he tries to pick off right there on the first pitch. Oh, trying to keep him honest. Oh, McDonald's looking at a bunt. He pulls it back. There's another ball. Ball two. McDonald goes for the bunt again. This is a foul ball. Goes right behind the plate. We have a runner on first base right here. Caleb McDonald, the second holder, is up to the plate for the Westerners. From the plate, we do have number 16, Noah Harrison. Oh, man, oh, there goes the runner taking off for second base. Oh, and he slid in. God, free. The catcher, number 17 from Midland Lee, Jorge Alvarez, did bobble it a little bit. Stolen base for the Westerners. Runner in scoring position. If I'm Caleb McDonald right here, man, his goal was to do a sacrifice bunt to get the runner over. Now the runner is over. I'm still looking to drive it to the other side, which is the right side of the field. He's looking to bunt again. Oh, bunted right back to the pitcher. He throws it to third base. They go ahead, run, and that is out. Out number one for Midland Lee. Caleb McDonald did have that will count as a hit. To the plate, we do have. Up at the plate, we do have Maximus Hernandez. There goes Hernandez. Swing and a miss. High and inside. He took that swing there. And we have clear skies here in Lubbock, Texas. It's not too hot or not too cold right now. I did come up to the game with a jacket on, and I just know I have a long day ahead of me here today, so that's why I went ahead and wore it. And we have a strike. 2. Count is 0-2, and that's why I went ahead and wore my jacket. And it is a great day outside. And to my right, we do have a gentleman there with his, looks like his grandbaby there, man. They just enjoying some great, wonderful baseball weather here. Here goes the pitch. Strike 3 for Noah Harrison. Up to the point now, we will have Damian Valderas. Let's make some noise for the Westerners. Oh, there goes the pitch, and they hit him right in the back of the head. Shout out for the helmet right there. Coming up to the plate now is number 16, Matt Garcia. Ain't that a restaurant? Matt Garcia had a pretty good game last game against Monterey Plainsmen, even though we did suffer the loss that game, 7-1, and we're looking to bounce back right here. We got runners on first and second. Here goes Harrison with the pitch. High and inside. That will be ball one. If you guys are just now tuning in, Lubbock High Westerners have on white pants, black pinstripes, black jerseys, black numbers with gold outline with gold helmets. Right now, we do have Matt Garcia up. Valderas was just at the plate. He got hit in the helmet with the ball, which put him on first. And we do have Caleb McDonald, who was on second. He tried to sacrifice bunt when there was a go-ahead runner on second, but the runner did get out, and so now that puts him on second base. And with Matt Garcia on the plate where he foul ball, which makes the count 1-2, and we do have 2 outs. There we go. We do have Nora Harrison on the plate for Midland Lee. Oh, and he is hit again. That's the second hitter in a row that has been hit for Lubbock High. Coming up to the plate is number 20. Coming up to the plate is number 22, Austin Garcia. Let's make some noise. We got bases loaded right here in Lubbock, Texas. Lubbock High. Base hit scores 1, maybe 2 if he hits it in the outfield here. We do have two outs. Booyah. Guys, I'm going to have to fix my phone. Here's Nora Harrison getting ready for the pitch. Bases loaded here. Strike 1. It looks like it was right over the plate. Up to the plate, we do have Austin Garcia. Here goes Harrison in the stretch. Pitch. Strike 2. Count right now is 0-2. We do have 2 outs. I'm sure he's going to come with his best pitch. Will he make him chase it? Woo! We got it in the dirt. Oh, the catcher just holds it up, keeps it in front to where it is. We have 2 outs right now. 2 outs at the bottom of the first inning. Wait, we do have Austin Garcia. Oh, 2. The count is now 2-2 with 2 outs here in the bottom of the first inning. If I'm a base runner right now, I'm looking to get a good jump on the ball. If it was me, whenever I was playing, I'm scoring from first on the base. Well, if it was in a gap. Strike 3 for Noah Harrison and Midland Lee. That's the end of the first inning, going into the top of the second. Ah, man, my Facebook woman to turn my life. after the end of one inning, we do have the score 0-0. Lubbock High Western is 0, also with Mid and Lee. That was a pretty interesting inning. It seems like it was going to be a dogfight going to the rest of the game. Both teams seems to be pretty good, pretty solid. Up pitching for the Lubbock High Westerners is number 12, Matt Ortega. Coming up to the plate is the catcher for Midland Lee, Jorge Alvarez. Coming up here in a second. Right now we're just warming up. Don't touch, don't find yourself. You know what Bruno Mars' first name is? His real name? Peter. Yep, that's my name too. Coming up to the plate for Mission Lee is number 17, Jorge Alvarez. Let's make some noise for the Westerners defense. Alright, here goes the pitch for Ortega. Ball one. Just reached the outside of the plate right there. He is starting off in his stretch. Here goes the pitch. Ball two. Pitch seems to be in two identical places, high and outside there. Not a bad pitch in my book. Alvarez getting ready for the pitch for Midland Lee. There goes the pitch. Strike one. Just you know, they say sports is a game of inches. Just a little inch to my left here. That ball was placed, and that ball was a strike. And there he goes again with the pitch. Woo! That looked like in the same identical spot right there, but that one was a ball. So now we got the count 3-1. Here goes Ortega. Oh! Swing and a foul ball heads over to the third base coach over there. Well, he scoops it up and throws it to the Westerners dugout. Reliving his old days. Here's Ortega here in the stretch. No one's on. First batter up, Alvarez. Strike three, Matt Ortega. Out number one right there for the Westerners. Now coming up to the plate is number 13, Michael Hinosa. Is it Hinosa? It's Hinosa. That goes the pitch. Foul ball over to the right side of the field here to the first base coach. He's reliving his moments too as well. So he rolls it over to number 11, Logan Acosta, who's on deck there for Midland Lee. The count is 0-1. No balls, one strike, one out. Here goes the pitch for Ortega. Ball one. Right on the outside part of the plate. Looks like that was a curveball that just missed the spot. The count is 1-1. Ortega with the pitch. Oh, strike. The umpire looked a little hesitant right there. Seemed like he was coming with it. He was like, you know what? Strike. There's Ortega in the stretch again. Oh, he made him chase it. There's a foul ball once again going over to the first base coach. Oh, he catches it. Smooth catch. I see you, coach. And shout out to the head coach of Midland Lee, Brian Roper. Also our head coach, Steve Barbera. Strike three, Matt Ortega. Is that two in a row? That's two in a row. Two strikes out. Two strikeouts in a row for Matt Ortega there. He seems to be having a great second inning here. Top of the second. He's starting off in his stretch. You guys just now tuning in. This is clear skies here in Lubbock, Texas. Not hot or too cold. Lubbock High has on white pants, black pinstripes, black jerseys, black numbers, gold outlines with black caps. Live in Lubbock, Texas here. The score is 0-0. And right now we do have two out. There goes a pitch, and oh, he hits that one straight to the right side, coach. To the right side, coach. Now up to the plate, we do have Logan Acosta. Now batting for Midland Lee is Logan Acosta. Boom, there goes a pitch, and then, oh, he hit that straight on the top of the bat right here. It's going to make the count 1-2. 1-2. We have a lefty up the bat, Mr. Acosta here. On deck, we do got number 19, Eli Salazar. Oh, there goes a hit. That was an off-speed pitch. He hit it deep to center field. And it is caught. Oh, what did they say? He missed it? What a magnificent catch from the field for the Wizards! And if you guys need someone to listen to the game, we are Facebook Live. We can go to facebook.com/soareveryday, and you can get a live broadcast right now. You get a radio version, which I'm on right now, and also Facebook Live. facebook.com/soareveryday. Man, that was a magnificent catch right there. Who's a center fielder? Yeah, I know. What position is a center fielder? That's what I need to know. You better dance. Position 8? Okay. Zach Martinez. Okay, that's Zach Martinez. Zach Martinez with a great catch. Was that Willie Hayes? On the mound is Noah Harrison. On deck for the Westerners, Lucas Rodriguez. What do you want to review? That's Luke. Yeah, buddy, Lucas. On deck, we do have number 5, Julian Flores, for the Westerners. We have ball 1. Dude, that's so hard. The ball hit the back of the pad here and went all the way back up to the batter's box. Rodriguez getting ready for the pitch. There goes the pitch. Oh, it's in right up the middle to the shortstop. Did he catch it? Oh, he really missed it. We have a single for Rodriguez. Up to the plate now is Julian Flores. That's going to make a run on right on first base here. Julian Flores has got his first at bat up. He's on the right side. He's a right-handed batter here. Getting ready for the pitch. On the mound, we do have Harrison. Oh, swing and a miss. Rivera giving the signs from the third base coach line. Flores looks like he's going to give a fake bunt. Oh, he actually bunted it straight to the first baseman. Oh, just foul right there. Going to make the count 0-2, no balls, 2 strikes. On deck for the Westerners, we do have number 8, Zach Martinez. There goes the pitch. Oh, foul ball. He's hanging in there. He is hanging in there. Count is no balls, 2 strikes. Harrison in the stretch. There goes the pitch. Oh, did he go? Referee says he goes. There goes the catcher. Throws it down to second base, and he gets him out. And that is a 1-2. That is a 1-2 double play for Midland Lee. Coming up to the plate is number 8, Zach Martinez. Let's make some noise. Here's Harrison coming out the wind up there. Strike 1. right on the inside of the plate. The count is 0-1, no balls, one strike. Oh, he hits it on that one. That was a foul ball strike. That was an error by number 7. There was an error by number 7, Trevor Roper. We have a runner on first. Coming up to the plate is a pitcher of Matt Ortega. Let's go, Matt. Man, we ain't got the doop-doop-doop. Oh, you got the doo-doo-doo-doo. That's the shark tail. Oh, there goes Matt Ortega. Gets it into center field. Oh, it looks like he's straight up over his head. He turns too. And we got a run. The score is 1-0.
Did he? Just one?
Matt Ortega with a double. Let's make some noise for the Westerners. Up to the plate is number 3, Caleb McDonald. Can I get a Big Mac? And we have 2 outs right now. Lubbock High Westerners are looking to go on a rally. Top of the lineup is up. Last time Caleb McDonald was up, he did have a sacrifice bunt, but he did not sacrifice himself. He sacrificed the go-ahead runner. But it is all right, because now the Lubbock High Westerners are up 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. There goes the first pitch by Harrison. And strike on the inside of the plate to Mr. McDonald. That makes the count 0 balls and 1 strike with 2 outs here in the bottom of the second. Harrison is in his stretch, and it looks like Ortega has a big lead on second base, and strike, a swing and a miss by McDonald's going to make the count 0-2. Here in the bottom of the second, Noah Harrison, number 16 for Midland Lee, has been doing a great job here. He shut out the bottom of the first inning on bases loaded. Let's see if he can just shut out this inning with giving up 1 run. There goes a steal. There goes, strike 3 by Noah Harrison. And the 2 coming up to the top of the 3. Let's make some noise for the Westerners. Going into the top of the 3rd inning, let's give a shout out to the sponsors, man. Crush Tires, if you guys really want to get some good tires, new or used. If you need balling on the budget like me, that's the best place to go. Also, if you need somewhere to stay, that's somewhere to stay. Up and Comfort and Sweet the Snyder for the Rattlesnake Roundup, or if you're just going through, passing through the area, that's a good place. And the score is 1-0. Which is the first time the Westerners actually have had a lead since this weekend. Because they're leading a weekend in Danville against Monterey whenever they just played this past Tuesday. They didn't have the lead at all game against Monterey Plainsmen. Now that they are ahead 1-0 here in Lubbock, Texas, at home on the plate, we do have the leadoff batter, Matt Ortega, is on the mound. Give a shout-out to Steve Rivera, who's the head coach for Lubbock High, and also Brian Roper, who's the head coach of Midland Lee. Coming up to the plate for Mission Lee is Eli Salazar. He's a right-handed batter, batting 9-hole for Midland Lee. Here goes Ortega. Starting off with an off-speed pitch, strike 1 for Ortega. Makes the count, no balls, 1 strike. He only threw 1 pitch. Here goes the other pitch. And he gets a hit straight in between third and short. It's going to make a runner on the leadoff runner. Leadoff batter is on first base there. Now coming up to the plate is number 1, Nico Rubio. Oh, I like it when the names are so easier to pronounce. Here's Ortega there with the pitch. Oh, ball 1, high. High in the middle of the plate. The Lubbock wind is kind of calm. It's probably going about 4 to 5 miles per hour going to the east side of the town here. So, which is very calm. Oh, there goes Ortega with the pitch. And that is a foul ball, Bar Rubio. It's going to make that count 1-1. Count is 1-1. Count is 1-1 right here in the top of the third. Leadoff batter is up to the plate. One runner is on first base. Ortega's in the stretch. Oh, tries to pick him off. That was a good tag by Maximus Hernandez right there. You know, that is an art whenever you're the first baseman. That's why ideally you want a left-handed first baseman because their hand is actually closer to the bag and somebody, yes, there was a ball. There was a ball right there by Ortega making that count 2-1. Here's Ortega in the stretch. There he is. Oh, right out to the middle. He hits Ortega's glove. Goes to the second baseman. He goes to the first inning. He is out. Going to first base. Coming up to the plate now for missing Lee is number 7, Trevor Roper. Great effort there by number 12. Matt Ortega, the pitcher there. His ball, he's straight up to the middle. And that's one of the dangerous things about playing baseball. And some people talk about the dangers playing baseball and football and the things right there. And that's one of the things, man. Some people don't understand how hard these kids hit these baseballs, especially with aluminum bats. And so shout out to Ortega right there being on guard. And that was the first pitch, and we have ball 1. To Trevor Roper there. Ortega is in a stretch. There goes a pitch. Oh! He hits that one to the right side of the field. Like that's a foul ball, but Maximus Hernandez with the hustle. It's going to make the count 1-1. Those are the plays you live for right there. That you, whenever you meditate, whenever you go on the bus going to the game, or you're at home waiting to play at home here, whenever you have a home game, and you always imagine making those da-da-da. Sports Center play. So the count is 1-1, 1-1. We have a run on second base here at the top of the third inning here in Lubbock, Texas. Here's Ortega with the pitch. Woo! High and inside. Roper had his dodge that one. Looked like it was part of the movie Dodgeball. Y'all remember that movie? It's an old school movie. It's crazy how you depend on time whenever the movies are, sometimes with music too as well. There's another pitch by Ortega inside. There was a ball as well. 3 balls, 1 strike. 1 out. We have a helicopter going over the air too as well. Hopefully no one's hurt up there. Looks like they're leaving the town of Lubbock. But if it was a serious injury, that helicopter will be coming into Lubbock with the surrounding cities here. That's a foul ball. Roper, number 7 admittedly, seems to be hanging tough in there. The count is 3-2. We have a full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, run on second base. Ortega's in the stretch. If I'm the run on second base, I'm running. And he looked like he was going, swing and a miss. Almost was an ugly finder. Over there to the Lubbock Westerner dugout. That's what we used to call it back when I used to play. Ugly finder. I'm like, man, be quiet, man. Here goes Ortega in the stretch. Pitch. Oh, there's another foul ball by Trevor Roper. Let's make some noise for Matt Ortega. We have a full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Or not. Boom. Oh, my bad. I probably threw him off. Kind of like football, because whenever you're on offense, you want people to be quiet, but maybe on baseball, when you're on defense, you need that focus, you need to just probably be quiet, unless you're on offense, then we can get them rowdy. Runners on first and second there. Trevor Roper had just got walked now up the plate is Hayden Westenberg for Midland Lee. There goes the pitch. Oh, over to the right side of the field, and that is a foul ball. Up to the plate now for missing Lee is Hayden Westenberg. Count is 0 balls, 1 strike. 1 out, runners on first and second. There goes Ortega in the stretch with the pitch. Oh, hit hard down the third baseline, but it is a foul ball. Oh, Westenberg running, knocking him to the referee. What's up, man? Westenberg is a three-hole hitter for Midland Lee. Usually the two power hitters is the three-hole, and then the cleanup hitter, the fourth batter, which is on deck, is number two, Jordan Matthews for Midland Lee. Here's Ortega with the pitch. Boom! Foul ball once again over to the right side part of the field. Genuinely, logically, people think whenever you hit it to the right side of the field, you maybe be late on the pitch. But sometimes, whenever you get to know the game of baseball, you do want to hit it to the right side of the field. And most people might call oppo. Yeah, hit it to the opposite side of the field. Don't go, you got to throw to third base. So you want to get that triple. And that is a ball by Matt Ortega. He's going to make the count. Is it 2-2? 1-2? 1-2. Westenberg waiting for the pitch. Oh, just throws his bat out there and just knocks it over to the right side part of the field again. And that one where he was late. He's just trying to protect his home plate there. I guess we're running out of balls with all those foul balls. Number five for Midland Lee had to do his trap to go take his ball out there. What's his name? I don't have his name on the dugout. I mean, on the lineup. There goes the pitch. Oh, another foul ball straight over to the first baseman there. Just on the other foul side part of the bag. So to make the count still, one ball, two strikes. Strike three. Matt Ortega with a strikeout. Now coming up to the plate for Midland Lee is number two, Jordan Matthews. It's going to make it two outs for the Westerners here in the top of the third inning. Score is still 1-0. So I hear sirens over to my right. I hope everything is all right over there too as well. Here goes our take over the pitch. Strike two. With the off-speed pitch. Was that not strike two? Oh, that was the first strike? There we go. That's strike two. There's strike two right there. Two off-speed pitches in a row. And that's ideally what you want to throw the cleanup hitter whenever you do face him, because usually that's the best hitter on the team. You guys ever heard of A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, Jose Canseco? Oh, they're going to be hitting that one. And that is a fair ball by Matthews. He's rounding second. Looks like he's going to go ahead and go to third. And he did go oppo, and that's why I say ideally you do want to go to oppo. And that is Matthews with the stand-up triple. Coming up to the plate for Midland Lee is number 12, Felix Hinojosa. There's two runs right there for Midland Lee. They did take the lead, which is 2-1 here in the top of the third inning. Westerners do have two outs. Run on third base. Here's Ortega with the pitch. Strike one. His best pitch, it seems to be a slider. Here he is again in the stretch. Ball. One. High and outside. Make the count 1-1. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. The Westerners looking to close out the inning. Ball two, high and outside. Here's our taking the stretch. Ball three. That was a little outside too as well. Ortega with the pitch. That is a foul ball there. Coming to the right side of the press box. Runner on third base. We got that count. 3-2-2. Runner on third base. Here goes Ortega with the pitch. Oh, looks like we got a foul ball over to the third side, to the left side of the field. Oh, good hustle by the catcher, Matt Garcia. And Hossa is hanging tough in there for Midland Lee. Here's Ortega getting ready on the wind up. Ball four. Ortega went ahead and walks in Hossa. Now coming up to the plate is number 17. Now coming up to the plate is number 17, Jorge Alvarez. We got two outs here in the top of the third. Runners on first and third. Runner on third, we do have the cleanup hitter, Jordan Matthews. He hit a triple over to the right side of the field and right field and got a stand-up triple. So he said George. So is his name George? It's with a J. Well, Jordan's on third. Yeah, the one's batting is, I call him Jorge. Oh, there goes a bomb. And he's out! Oh! Woo! Looks like he about got out right there. Stole that bag was number 12, Felix Hinosa. Now we got runners on second and third. If we can replay that one, we should. There goes a pitch. There goes a hit deep to center field. And it is caught. That's three out there for the Westerners. Now it's about to be to the bottom of the third inning here. Yeah, they did. Now we're coming to the bottom of the third inning right here for the Westerners. Still on the mound for Midland Lee is number 16, Noah Harrison here. He's doing a pretty good job. And coming up to the plate for the Westerners, leading off is number 18, Damian Valderez. Right now, Midland Lee is warming up. This used to be one of my favorite times of the game, too. I used to play shortstop whenever I was a baseball player. I used to catch it in between my legs, whoop, behind the back, whoop. Then we used to throw it, and we used to run to the pitcher. I used to be one of those players. Hey, watch this. Whoop. Ah, I do miss some baseball days. Baseball was my first love growing up. Shout out to the Rolos Rangers. Whenever we was some young bucks coming up out of Oklahoma, we was some little hood kids and found the love of baseball, and here we are. And that is now batting for Lubbock High is Maximus Hernandez. Boom! There he is. Hits an oppo. It goes into the left side of the field, and it is caught by Midland Lee. Felix Hinosa. Now batting for Lubbock High is Damian Valderez. Field Harrison in the windup with the pitch. Oh, it was a curveball. Looked like it was going to hit him in the head. He rolled with it. Make the count one and up. It was a pitch. Strike. right on the inside part of the plate. The count is 1-1. There goes a pitch. Oh, low and inside. 2-1 for Harrison here. Lubbock High School, Lubbock Westerners. The score is 2-0. Midland Lee is ahead. There goes Harrison with a strike. Making a count of 2-2. Here in the bottom of the third inning. Ooh. There goes a pop-up straight to the shortstop, and that is an out, Damian Valderez. Now coming up to the plate is number 16, Matt Garcia. Let's make some noise, you guys. There we go. Here goes Harrison with the pitch. Ball 1. That was high and on wild. Get out. That's what some people say. Who you think up at the plate? The lumberjack. That's how we used to clown back in the day in the dugout. Except whenever, oh, there goes a ball 2 blowing outside. Except whenever we was in the dugout, we used to say, that's when 50 Cent had just got popular. We would say, treat you, man. And don't, we don't know none about no G-Unit. We just like, yeah, man. Oh, swing and a miss. Garcia with a nice swing right there. And that is a strike. Making the count 2-1. Here goes Harrison here. Wind up. There goes the pitch. Ball 3. That was a little inside there. Garcia had to move out the way a little bit so he wouldn't get hit. Here goes Harrison in the wind up. Strike. Nice cut right there by Garcia. I could actually see the laces on that. That reminds me of Sandlot. You know, they're coming up with a new one. Yeah, with the same characters. Except this is going to be like a TV series and stuff. So I actually can't wait to see that. We have a full count here. 3-2. Oh, nice cut there by Garcia. Kind of sawed him off a little bit. That means when the ball is a little inside on the plate there, hits the small part of the bat. That does hurt. Here goes Harrison in the windup. Oh, he stayed alive. Foul ball. Right by the plate. Right still in the dirt right there for Garcia. Looked like he would have beat that one out if it was fair. Still got a full count here. 3-2. Bottom of the third inning. Here we go. Here goes Harrison. Oh! Strike 3 by Noah Harrison. That's at the end of 3. Lubbock High 1. Midland Lee 2. Let's hit that music right there, man. And then now we're going into the top of the fourth inning. Let's give a shout out to our sponsors, Crest Tires. You guys need some discount on some tires right there, man. They got either new or used. They will hook you up. Also, if you guys are traveling through West Texas, go ahead and stop at that Comfort Inn Suites in Snyder. Get you some of that rest. I know a lot of people talking about no days off. No days off. I don't know who invented that. Probably somebody who just found a job. I don't know, but sometimes part of the rest. That's why LeBron James, who just passed Michael Jordan as the 4th-time all-time scorer in NBA history, he makes sure he gets about 8 to 9 hours of rest a day. And that's why he's had longevity in his NBA career. So you guys make sure you get your rest. Carmelo Anthony was in the draft for him. Do y'all heard anything about Carmelo Anthony in the last 2 to 3 years? Dwayne Wade was also in that class as well, too. And Dwayne Wade, he already has been vocal about this is his last year. And LeBron James has signed a 3-year contract with the Lakers. And word on the street, they're not going to make the playoffs this year, which is I am not surprised. But I kind of was hoping they were. But no one has been talking about the Lakers since Kobe Bryant's departure until LeBron James. has joined the lineup. And now Luke Walton, the head coach of the Lakers, is about to get fired. It's LeBron James' fault. Hi, DK. I'm just a DJ. All right. Matt Ortega still on the mound here for Lovett High. Now batting for Midland Lee. It's number 13, Michael Hinojosa. Oh, that was my phone. And my phone just dropped while his face took a lot of his face. Thank you, sir. I'm so...
Shattered, wasn't it?
Oh, no. Yeah, I just dropped my phone right there. Sorry, you guys. Who's watching? Now up to the plate is number 11. Logan Acosta. Now what to play for Missing Lee is Logan Acosta. Prior to him was Michael Hinojosa. We have a foul ball right there. That's going to make the count 1-1. Live here in Lubbock, Texas. For you guys listening on the radio, Midland Lee have on white pants, maroon stripes right down the middle of the pants, maroon jerseys, and then also white stripes around the neck and the sleeves. And that goes a nice solid hit and straight to center field, left center, and it is caught. It's going to make it two outs here. Yeah, Julian Flores with the catch. He's having a great game so far, showing why he's a center fielder. Center fielder outside of the shortstop usually have the best glove. And the catcher. Now I believe it's Eli Salazar. Strike one by Matt Ortega. Now batting for Midland League is Eli Salazar. Here's Ortega here in the stretch. Oh, looks like he stood on that one inside. That's going to the left side of the field. Coming in with a hot step. Shout out to the Westerners. That's going to be the end of the top of the fourth inning. Now we're coming into the bottom of the fourth. And Midland Lee is ahead 2-1 here in Lubbock, Texas. Last time these guys faced, Midland Lee did make a last inning win. So I believe Lubbock High does have some salt in their mouth. You got some salt in your mouth? No. That's what our coach used to always say. I literally coach, I don't know about you, but I got a little salt in my mouth. That means I got a bit of taste. I'm like, I came ready to get back up in their face. Let's play again. They say, what's the most important play? The next play. Which was the most important pitch? It's the next pitch. Yes, you know how them coaches think. What have you done for me lately? I'm like, but coach, I don't want to. I am hands down. One coach who can't say that is Bill Belichick because of Tom Brady. Now, that dude, man, all them Super Bowls. Number 22. Now, coming up to the plate. Now, coming up to the plate is Austin Garcia. Let's make some noise, Lubbock, Texas. Did you say Lubbock? Here goes Harrison with the pitch. Out the windup. Strike. Garcia takes his first pitch. Harrison has on that pro preferred, too, as well. There he is coming out the windup. Oh, Garcia hits it to shortstop. Well, he hits it, and that is a routine play. And that is an out by number 7, Trevor Roper. Coming up to the plate is number 7, Lucas Rodriguez. There we go, there we go. Here goes Harrison with the first pitch. Foul ball. going to make the count no balls, one strike. Here goes Harris in the game with the pitch. Low and outside. It's going to be ball number two.
Oh, ball number one.
Salazar? Oh, no, he's the hitter. On the right side, he got his number by it. On here? Yeah, he got him. Salazar's hitting for Harrison. He got his number by it. Now up to the plate. Now up to the plate is number five, Julian Flores. We got two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Strike one. The score is 2-1 here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Oh, no. The foul ball here by Flores. Going to make the count 0-2. Here goes Harrison again. Oh, ball one. Inside. Left side. Remember, the tights have been coming on a lot, too, lately. That was a ball on the inside part of the plate. Oh, that was a nice hit right there by Flores. Flores with a nice hit. Looks like he's going to hit two. He might hit three. Will he? Julian Flores with a triple. Now coming up to the plate for the Westerners is Zach Martinez.
Y'all
want to be thinking? No, I'm good for right
there's
now.
Nacho, hot dog, brisket.
Huh? Well, since she said, well, you know what? I could take some brisket, but I have to leave. Yes.
Okay,
I'll make that. So, I can figure it up on my way out because
okay.
I have to leave to get on the air in like 15 minutes.
Okay, I'll hurry.
All right, thank you. That's Zach Martinez. Hey, man, thank you, man. I don't know if we can get something to eat. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sitting up here thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do for food. Oh, yeah, for the people that are listening sometimes, you know, yeah, your brother hungry. So I get to get something to eat on my way to work. And then after work, we got another game that I will be back here too for at 7 p.m. You know what they say, do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. They say if you don't follow your dreams, somebody will hire you to follow theirs. Shout out to Steve Jobs for that quote. Looks like we're going to... Oh, the catcher got hurt. Okay. I have a catcher got hurt right there. Jorge Alvarez. He going to catch up with Ortega with the pitches because of those warm-up pitches. Because, you know, Ortega kind of got ahead on the pitches, pitching count because of the foul ball. All righty, back to resume play right here. Harrison in the stretch. We got Flores on third base. Strike two. Up at the plate for the Westerners. It's number 8, Zach Martinez. Westerners have on white pants, black pinstripes, black jerseys, black numbers, gold outline. Strike three. Harrison with the strikeout. That's the end of four coming into the top of the fifth inning. So, yeah. So, I want to say thank you guys for tuning in right now for Store Online Radio. Feel free to watch on Facebook Live, facebook.com/soareveryday.com. And right now, I have to head over to 104.9 The Beat to get ready for my air shift over there for the Word on the Street. Hear you guys. I will be on air from 3 to 7 p.m. Thank you guys so very much. Saving our fleets respectfully. Right now, Mitt and Lee is ahead here against Lubbock High Westerners 2-1, and it is the top of the fifth inning. You guys stay updated on Facebook.com/SOAR Every Day. I'm your host, PDP Richardson, broadcasting live, SOAR Radio.